Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Prachi Priya.
नमस्कार. मार्केट मंत्र कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है. इस कार्यक्रम में हम देश विदेश की आर्थिक गतिविधियों और शेयर बाजार पर नजर डालेंगे तथा प्रमुख समाचारों पर भी चर्चा करेंगे. कार्यक्रम में आज आमंत्रित है हमारे साथ वरिष्ठ आर्थिक पत्रकार दीपशिखा सिकरवार. दीपशिखा, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है.
धन्यवाद प्राची.
पहले अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस के साथ है अर्जुन चौधरी.
बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इंडस्ट्रीज एंड ऑन अ पॉजिटिव नोट. सेंसेक्स गेन्स बाय 370 पॉइंट्स टू क्लोज एट 81,644. निफ्टी राइजेस बाय 103 पॉइंट्स. कैबिनेट अप्रूव्स इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर प्रोजेक्ट्स इन राजस्थान एंड ओडिशा. And the India-China relationship is now facing an important opportunity for improvement and growth, says Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi.
प्रमुख घरेलू बाजार आज लाभ के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 370 अंक और निफ्टी 100 अंक से अधिक बढ़ा. केंद्रीय मंत्रिमंडल ने राजस्थान और ओडिशा में बुनियादी ढांचा परियोजनाओं को मंजूरी दी. और चीन के विदेश मंत्री वांग यी ने कहा कि भारत चीन संबंधों में अब सुधार और विकास की नई संभावनाएं हैं. प्रमुख घरेलू बाजार सूचकांक आज 0.4% से अधिक की बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 370 अंक बढ़कर 81,644 पर बंद हुआ, जबकि नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी 103 अंक बढ़कर 24,980 पर बंद हुआ. बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के व्यापक बाजार की अगर बात करें तो मिड कैप इंडेक्स और स्मॉल कैप इंडेक्स दोनों में 0.97% की वृद्धि हुई.
Benchmark domestic equity indices increased today, ending with gains of over 0.4%. Sensex rose by 370 points to close at 81,644, while Nifty gained 103 points to settle at 24,980. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also moved upward. Both the mid-cap index and the small-cap index gained 0.97%.
सेंसेक्स में शामिल 30 में से 19 कंपनियां लाभ में रहीं. सबसे ज्यादा लाभ में रहने वाली कंपनियों में टाटा मोटर्स में 3.5% की वृद्धि हुई. अदानी पोर्ट्स में 3.1% से अधिक की वृद्धि दर्ज की गई और रिलायंस 2.8% से अधिक बढ़ा. सबसे ज्यादा घाटे में रहने वाली कंपनियों में बजाज फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज में 1% से अधिक और पावर ग्रिड तथा महिंद्रा एंड महिंद्रा में 0.7% से ज्यादा की गिरावट आई.
In sectoral indices, at the Bombay Stock Exchange, all sectors ended in positive territory. The top gainers, oil and gas jumped 1.49%, followed by energy 1.48%, and auto rose by over 1.45%. The overall market breadth at the Bombay Stock Exchange was positive, as shares of 2,631 companies advanced and shares of 1,437 companies declined, while shares of 164 companies remained unchanged. Let's have a look at how the currency market is fared today.
अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में एक डॉलर की तुलना में आज रुपया 39 पैसे मजबूत होकर 86.95 पर बंद हुआ. दुनिया की 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में 97.98 पर कारोबार कर रहा था. दीपशिखा, आज के कारोबारी सत्र के दौरान सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी की जो बढ़त नजर आई है वो किन कारणों से हमें देखने को मिली है आपके हिसाब से?
देखिए, जैसा कि हम देख रहे हैं, हमने कल भी देखा था, प्रधानमंत्री ने जब से जीएसटी का और रिफॉर्म्स की बात कही है, दरों के घटने की बात कही है, तो एक बहुत उत्साह है बाजार में. और ये उत्साह जो है, उनको लग रहा है कि सरकार जो है और रिफॉर्म्स करेगी. जीएसटी अपने आप में एक 2.0 की जो बात चल रही है, अपने आप में एक बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म है. तो बाजार के लिए एक बहुत बड़ा ट्रिगर है. कल भी हमने देखा प्रधानमंत्री ने एक मीटिंग ली है, अपने आर्थिक विशेषज्ञ थे उसके अंदर, मंत्री थे बहुत सारे मंत्रालयों के, और इस पर चर्चा हुई कि अब नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म्स जो हैं वो किन क्षेत्रों में हो सकते हैं, क्या हो सकते हैं. तो बाजार को जो सिग्नल मिल रहा है सरकार की तरफ से वो है कि आगे सरकार जो है रिफॉर्म्स करना चाहती है जो कि अर्थव्यवस्था को और मजबूती देंगे, बिजनेसेस को और मजबूती देंगे. तो वही उत्साह जो है बाजार में हमें दिख रहा है, कल भी दिखा और आज भी दिखा.
Dipshika, if you look at specific sectors which went up today, oil and gas, energy and auto. Now, with oil and gas and energy, we know that the sentiment has improved with the announcement by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on August 15 that there would be now the unlocking of oil and gas reserves from the exclusive economic zone. We're talking about the zone that is in the sea basin area itself, which companies will be exploiting. There will also be wildcatters for exploration and production. And also, the Prime Minister mentioned about rare earths being mined in a way that will make us self-sufficient. While at the same time, we also have better relations with China. How do you see geopolitics playing into the auto sector also picking up? Because the earnings reports coming out now, for instance, today is only of three companies. So quarterly earnings may not be that important. But what about the second quarter? Do you see sentiment heading that way now?
So 2 points here. Arjun, if you look at the situation, what is happening globally, geopolitical situations definitely in lot of flux. But there is globally a lot of expectation around, some kind of a deal happening between a trilateral deal, which US is mediating between Ukraine and Russia, which would possibly allow Russia to increase its oil supply to the global market. So definitely that's sort of has weighed on the oil prices. The other thing you talked about, the deep sea exploration, which the Prime Minister had spoken. So India, of course, I think the moot point in Prime Minister's speech was we have to move towards self-reliance in a number of areas. We have to cut down dependence. And this mission that he's spoken about in deep sea, whether it is oil and gas or whether it is rare earths, I think that is where it is headed. The idea is that our dependence should come down on any single source. I think the news of the day definitely is, with whole geopolitics in the region looking up, with India and China having talks. And there are reports that China will probably, enhance, supply of rare earths to India, which had become a huge, issue for the Indian industry. So I think that will help a lot of these new tech sectors, as also automobile sector, which were facing the heat.
Well, if you look at the buying behavior of hedge funds, FIIs were net buyers today, along with DIIs, 4,103 crore rupees. Volatility was quite low, clearly, since the buyers are hedge funds and large-scale investors like mutual funds and insurance companies. What's the short to medium term going to be like for the stock market? Is it going to be bullish now?
So two factors clearly playing out in the markets. I think in terms of domestic factors, domestic sentiment is very, very robust, very strong. Economy is looking up. Government on its part is doing its best to ensure that the economy doesn't feel the heat from the geopolitical situation. They are trying to ring fence the economy. And the other factor which will play going forward is what happens with the tariffs on India, which the US has imposed. The deadline's coming very close, whether India can have a deal or not with the United States. So these two factors will have some bearing on the markets going forward. But overall, if you look at the economic factors, macroeconomic factors, they all are in a very good condition. So definitely, Indian economy stays very strong and very robust. So it possibly would be a very attractive market for global investors as well.
जी, कार्यक्रम में आगे बढ़ने से पहले लेते हैं एक अल्पविराम।
इच्छाओं की कोई उम्र नहीं होती, आज हो या कल आंखों में हरदम चमकती, कल भी रहे आज के ठाट, ना हो टेंशन रिटायरमेंट के बाद।
अरे नो टेंशन,
करनी है तैयारी एनपीएस जरूरी है।
आज ही अपना एनपीएस अकाउंट खुलवाने के लिए नजदीकी बैंक शाखा या सर्विस प्रोवाइडर से संपर्क करें, या ईएनपीएस पोर्टल पर जाने के लिए ऑनलाइन www.npstrust.org.in पर लॉगिन करें।
Welcome back to Market Mantra. We were discussing about the stock market performance today, along with countries' economic prospects. Dipshika, our expert, once again, a warm welcome to you. We're discussing about the tariff, the US tariffs, if they are to come into effect with the extra 25%. We're talking about baseline tariffs, so 10%, 25% tariff, and then plus additional 25% tariff along with penalties. Geopolitics has improved the situation, at least the sentiment it has. There's no formal withdrawal of the tariff as yet, but we've seen emerging economies like India have weaned away from dollar-denominated trade. And if you look at the US dollar index, it's 97.98. And today, the rupee appreciated by 39 paise against the US dollar. Tell us about the currency market right now.
So I think today's improvement in rupees condition, you have to see that there was some inflow from foreign investors into the markets, which has, helped the rupee improve. Because in the past, definitely there was some pressure which the rupee was facing. In terms of sentiments, people are still keeping their fingers crossed, and there is a lot of hope around, some kind of a deal will come through, some breakthrough. These tariffs, the additional tariffs of 25%, the penal tariffs, may not sort of come through, which have been proposed to be imposed on India in lieu of its imports from Russia, especially in view of, in view of the talks which the Russia and Ukraine are expected to have. So I think that sentiment is definitely sort of playing on the market.
Very briefly, how do you see the second quarter petering out for corporate India? Because a great deal of their earnings is dependent upon U.S. exports, and there are key sectors which are involved, textile being one of them, steel sector being the other. How do you see that playing out? We know that pharma is not that badly affected because the tariffs are not directly applicable to them.
So if you look at a number of exporters, they have advanced orders. They are trying to fast track exports. So there has been a buildup of orders in these few months. So that will have some implications, a clearer picture on what kind of impact does, if the tariffs have to continue, if they continue, what happens on the exports? It'll probably play out in third quarter or so. Besides, this would be a festive quarter. So definitely that would have a lot of bearing for our India Inc.
एक नजर डालते हैं एशियाई और यूरोपीय बाजार पर। एशिया के प्रमुख बाजारों में आज मिला जुला रुख रहा। जापान का निकेई 225 और चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट इंडेक्स दोनों 0.8% से अधिक बढ़े। दूसरी ओर हांगकांग का हैंगसैंग इंडेक्स लगभग 0.4%, सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट टाइम्स इंडेक्स लगभग 1%, और दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी में 1.5% से अधिक की गिरावट आई। प्रमुख यूरोपीय सूचकांक आज घाटे में कारोबार कर रहे थे। फ्रांस का कैक 40 लगभग 0.7% और जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.3% से अधिक गिरे, तथा लंदन का फुटसी 100 समाचार तैयार करने तक मामूली रूप से नीचे था।
Dipshika, what's your take on the Japanese economy towards the US? Their currency is quite stable. Are they still offloading US securities, treasuries that they had bought earlier from their dollar earnings? And, the European market, EU, struck a deal with Trump America, 15% tariff. Have their economic prospects improved as a result?
So definitely the countries which have managed to strike a deal with the US would be in a better situation. Japan also, we don't know clearly what the deal is, the intricacies of the deal, but the countries which have managed, or the trade blocs which have managed to have a deal with the US, some understanding, they obviously are shielded from higher tariffs. So they definitely have an advantage over other countries which do not have such a deal.
Let's have a look at the US market now. US stocks ended nearly flat on Monday ahead of Jackson Hole Fed meeting later this week, which is likely to determine the future path of US interest rate policy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.08% to settle at 44,912. S&P 500 dipped 0.01% to 6,449. However, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index registered a slight gain of 0.03% to close at 21,630. Dipshika, it appears that the U.S. stock market is seeing some correction at this stage. Is it overbought? Is it overvalued? And how important is the U.S. Fed meeting? There is this immense pressure by President Trump on the Fed chairman to lower the discount rate, which is the repo rate equivalent. Do you see that coming down drastically? And there are already news circulating about a replacement.
You know, it's a very interesting time in the U.S. and what's happening in the geopolitics. But we've seen, the comments on the U.S. Fed chairman continuously, which have been coming from the president. The pressure that he's trying to build, that he should cut rates and so on. But if you look at the data, the inflation rate went up. And if you look at his past statement, where he's actually said that he would like to wait for some more time before he actually starts cutting, which is why this meeting at Jackson Hole is being very keenly watched. And I think there is that kind of slight nervousness in the U.S. market, because everybody is keenly watching the statement that comes out of Jackson Hole meeting and the direction that the monetary policy will take there.
So the U.S. market depends a great deal on consumer spending, even for computing its GDP, its gross domestic product. Its employment figures have been quite low. How do you see the U.S. market in terms of its ability to raise debt funds? Now, if you look at their treasuries, actually it's improved. The yield has actually come down. What are the reasons behind that? Anything that the Fed chairman has done or a Trump policy?
I think the Trump policy, because, if you look at the statements from the Treasury, which have been coming, especially on the kind of tariff collections that they are expecting and they are making, besides, the impact of the higher tariffs has not really sort of played out. And also, U.S. has been able to strike very good deals with the countries, with its trading partners. So it has been able to successfully strike a lot of deals. EU is done. China is almost there in active discussions, and the finer print would be available very soon. So I think all those factors are definitely playing out in US economy at this juncture.
4.5% is the discount rate. Do you expect a 50 basis point cut?
I would not hazard a guess on the cut which could come about, because that's a very dangerous territory to tread around. But the expectations are, and I think it would be a very data-driven decision.
जी, कार्यक्रम को आगे बढ़ाएंगे, मगर उससे पहले हम लेते हैं एक अल्पविराम.
इच्छाओं की कोई उम्र नहीं होती, आज हो या कल, आंखों में हरदम चमकती, कल भी रहे आज के ठाट, ना हो टेंशन रिटायरमेंट के बाद.
अरे नो टेंशन,
करनी है तैयारी एनपीएस जरूरी है.
आज ही अपना एनपीएस अकाउंट खुलवाने के लिए नजदीकी बैंक शाखा या सर्विस प्रोवाइडर से संपर्क करें, या ईएनपीएस पोर्टल पर जाने के लिए ऑनलाइन www.npstrust.org.in पर लॉगिन करें.
कार्यक्रम मार्केट मंत्र में आपका एक बार फिर स्वागत है. मैं आपके साथ प्राची प्रिया. मंत्रिमंडल ने 1,507 करोड़ रुपए की अनुमानित लागत पर राजस्थान के कोटा बूंदी में ग्रीन फील्ड हवाई अड्डे के विकास की मंजूरी दी है. इस परियोजना में अत्यधिक व्यस्त समय में 1000 यात्रियों को संभालने से संबंधित 20,000 वर्ग मीटर के क्षेत्र वाले टर्मिनल भवन का निर्माण शामिल है। कोटा को राजस्थान की औद्योगिक राजधानी माना जाता है और तो और कोटा को राजस्थान के शैक्षणिक कोचिंग केंद्र के रूप में भी मान्यता प्राप्त है। शैक्षणिक और औद्योगिक क्षेत्र में कोटा का वर्चस्व ग्रीन फील्ड हवाई अड्डे को एक महत्वपूर्ण बुनियादी ढांचा परियोजना बनाता है। इसका उद्देश्य इस क्षेत्र में अनुमानित यातायात वृद्धि की समस्या का प्रबंधन करना है। नई दिल्ली में आज दोपहर बाद संवाददाताओं से बातचीत में सूचना और प्रसारण मंत्री अश्विनी वैष्णव ने कहा कि मंत्रिमंडल ने 8,307 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की लागत पर ओडिशा में 6 मार्ग से जुड़े राजस्थानी क्षेत्र नियंत्रित रिंग रोड के निर्माण की भी मंजूरी दी है। ये इस क्षेत्र में माल ढुलाई की क्षमता बढ़ाएगा। इससे लॉजिस्टिक लागत कम होगी और सम आर्थिक विकास को बढ़ावा मिलेगा। ये बाईपास मुख्य धार्मिक और आर्थिक केंद्रों के बीच क्षेत्रीय आर्थिक विकास और कनेक्टिविटी को सशक्त बनाने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएगा। इससे व्यापार और औद्योगिक विकास के लिए भी नए द्वार खुलेंगे। दीपशिखा जी, एक आपकी संक्षेप टिप्पणी इस पर।
देखिए, सरकार की तरफ से इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के ऊपर खासा फोकस रहा है। हमने देखा बजट में भी केपेक्स जो है बढ़ाने के लिए, उसको खर्च करने के लिए उसके ऊपर बहुत सरकार जोर देती आ रही है और ये अर्थव्यवस्था के लिए बहुत जरूरी है इस समय। खासतौर से हम जब देख रहे हैं कि दुनिया में इतनी उथल पुथल है तो हम जो डोमेस्टिक इकोनॉमी है उसको कितना बल दे सकते हैं, और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट जो है हमारी अर्थव्यवस्था के लिए, हमारे देश के लिए बहुत ही एक जरूरत है इस समय। और जो निवेश हो रहा है इस इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर क्रिएशन के जरिए, उससे इकोनॉमी को बहुत बल मिलता है। तो इसलिए बहुत मतलब अहम खबर है उस नजरिए से।
In more news, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who is in India, has said that the India-China bilateral relationship is now facing an important opportunity for improvement and growth. In a meeting with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval in New Delhi today, the Chinese Foreign Minister emphasized that the setbacks that the two countries experienced in the past few years were not in the interests of the people of both sides. He said that the meeting between President Xi Jinping and Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Kazan last year pointed the direction for the development of bilateral relations and provided an impetus for the proper settlement of the boundary question. Highlighting the success of the 23rd round of special representatives talks held at the end of last year, Wang Yi said that the two sides reached a new and important consensus on managing disagreements, stabilizing the borders and moving toward a settlement. He noted that India and China have identified specific goals and established a working framework.
For this round of talks between the special representatives of China and India on the boundary question, the setbacks we experienced in the past few years were not in the interests of the people of our two countries. And then in October last year, President Xi Jinping and Prime Minister Modi had an important meeting in Kazan. That meeting pointed the direction for the development of our bilateral relations and provided impetus for the proper settlement of the boundary question.
In more news, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 3-day visit to Russia. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, said that Dr. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold discussions with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, and will also address the India-Russia Business Forum. The ministry further said the two leaders will review the bilateral agenda and exchange views on regional and global issues. The visit of the External Affairs Minister seeks to further strengthen the long-standing and time-tested India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Now, clearly, this partnership is based on oil. It's been based on defense procurement as well. How do you see the U.S. pressure easing as a result of this meet, Russia's meet with the United States, and Russia has strong relations with China as well, which means rare earth supply to India?
You know, it's the geopolitics, if you look at current juncture, it's really, there are a lot of interesting developments. There are a lot of different paths which are moving differently. And this meet, Russia has been a long-standing partner of India. And they've stood by India, and India's made no bones about it, that we've had a very long-standing relationship with Russia. And I think this visit sort of makes it very clear. It's a very structured sort of format, but it comes at a juncture when there are a lot of developments happening. Russia-Ukraine talks, U.S. tariffs on India because India buys oil from Russia. So I think definitely there's a lot which is in the works here, and everyone's very, I mean, everyone would be very keen to see the outcome of where this leads to, especially in the wake of Russia and Ukraine talks.
And on that, let's have a look at the crude oil market. In the global crude oil market, Brent crude was trading over 1.1% down at $65.85 per barrel, and WTI crude was trading over 1.2% down at $62.61 per barrel when reports last came in. Right now, Ukraine has been using drones to blow up oil production facilities in Russia. And you have President Zelensky in the U.S. right now in talks with Trump to be able to negotiate some kind of deal on Ukraine with Russia. How do you see this working out? Because if Russian oil is allowed to sell in the open market, prices will come down further.
Definitely a good news for India, because India is a huge importer. But I think the entire world is looking at what happens. What is there really going to be a truce between Russia and Ukraine? There's a lot of talk which has happened, a lot of statements coming out from Russia, from Ukraine, from US. So let's see which way it sort of unfolds.
Well, let's have a look at the bullion market now. In the Indian bullion market, 24 karat gold was trading over 0.1% lower at 99,520 rupees per 10 grams, while silver was also trading over 0.1% down at 1,13,920 rupees per kilogram a short while ago.
मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक अक्टूबर में आपूर्ति किए जाने वाले सोने का मूल्य मामूली गिरावट के साथ 99,316 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था. सितंबर में आपूर्ति की जाने वाली चांदी लगभग 0.2% की गिरावट के साथ 1,13,390 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम पर कारोबार कर रही थी. दीपशिखा जी, कार्यक्रम में आने और चर्चा करने के लिए धन्यवाद. और अब चलते चलते एक
धन्यवाद
सुर्खियों पर.
Benchmark domestic indices end on a positive note. Sensex gains by 370 points. Nifty rises by over 100 points. Cabinet approves infrastructure projects in Rajasthan and Odisha. And India-China relationship is now facing an important opportunity for improvement and growth, says Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye. Market Mantra. Market Mantra.